بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما برزوا لجالوت وجنوده قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فهزموهم بإذن الله. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At the end of the second juz of the Quran, that is said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses an incident that details the victory of Talut over Jalut. What was that incident? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the end of the para, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَنَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. Have you not seen, have you not noticed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begs and calls unto the ummah to take lesson, to read, to familiarize, and the lessons that can be learned from this incident. إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, a group of Banu Israel after the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The entire Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nation that is discussed the most, as we hear very often in the morning tafsir by Hazrat Mulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that he mentions very often, that the nation that is mentioned most in the Quran Sharif is Banu Israel, is Qawm Musa. The incidents of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that which transpired in the life of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, lesson for us, the entire ummah. And this one incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the present crisis, when we speak about the Gaza genocide, which some people would beg to differ, which is a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that incident from which we can take lesson in the present crisis. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people, a group of people from Banu Israel, when we speak about Banu Israel, is the progeny of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam and the people that followed. Now we know Banu Israel were blessed with many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. After the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a retrogression, there was degeneration, there was a decline in the iman, the spirituality of the people and the followers of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What had happened due to the plummeting, going very low in spirituality, Banu Israel had something that was called the Tabut. Tabut, according to these many explanations to what is the Tabut, most accepted amongst the Mufassirun, it was a box in which the Torah used to be kept. The actual scripts of Torah were in this Tabut. Banu Israel, as long as they had this Tabut with them, were always victorious, they always reigned triumphant against the enemy. In every battle encounter, they were successful. But due to them declining, losing spirituality, vice, evil, coming, creeping into Banu Israel, this Tabut was taken away by the Amalika tribe. On one of the skirmishes or encounters,
they had snatched this tabut. When this tabut was taken away, now victory for Banu Israel was up high in the sky. Something impossible for them to even think about. It was like a dream. For them to ever be successful, your tabut is lost. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِذْ قَالُوا لِنَبِيٍّ لَهُمُ بَعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Due to the vice, the evil, the sin that was found in Banu Israel, there was actually like a halt and a stop to Nubuwa in Banu Israel. No Nabi was following through the ages. There was like a gap. It was a vacuum, an era passed where there was no Nabi coming. And the people were thirsty, desirous of a Nabi to guide them back. When this was lost, after many centuries, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Banu Israel with a Nabi. And the Nabi's name was Banu Shamwil or Shamu'un alayhi salam. Shamwil or Shamu'un alayhi salam, difference of opinion. In the language of the time, it means that this lady, there was no Nabi. She was one pregnant lady amongst Banu Israel. She fervently cried and made dua to Allah. She said, "Oh my Allah, Banu Israel is missing nubuwat and guidance for so many centuries. Ya Allah, I am pregnant. If there is any chance of that change coming about, let it be in my stomach." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a child that was born, a boy. When the boy was born, she had such yaqeen that her dua is accepted. It's the change of the tides. She says, Shamwil or Shamu'un means Sami'a Allahu du'a'i. Allah has heard my call. Allah has heard it. The boy is born. The rest of it, Allah will do it. Yaqeen in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was Nabi Shamwil alayhi salam. So Banu Israel come to Banu Shamwil alayhi salam and they ask him, Ib'ath lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah. Please, there's always defeat. We're losing every battle. Can you maybe select and send one king with us? So we can fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, overcome our enemies. Look at these Amalika, they have taken Tabut, Tawrat is lost. They have taken our sons and daughters into captivity. They've killed our men, massacred them in the thousands. So please send a king with us. And this king will fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we'll be victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this incident that they ask for this king. إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. So Nabi Shamwil alayhi salam addresses the people. He says, perhaps if Allah has to ordain for you sacrifice and to sacrifice your life in the path of Allah, you may not leave your homes. أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. What if you don't go out in jihad? What if you do not fight in the path of Allah and Allah sends that king for you? قَالُوا emotional outburst. They were gripped and they said, قَالُوا وَمَا لَنَا. Why would it be that we will not fight in the path of Allah? أَلَّا نُقَاتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبَنَائِنَا. These people have driven us out of our homes. They've usurped and seized our lands and they have drawn the blood of our innocent children. What reason would there be for us not to fight? There's every reason for us to go out. We'll never disobey that command of Allah. So Nabi Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam, again he draws the attention of his people. And he says, please think properly for what you are asking. If Allah's command comes and you turn your backs to the commands of Allah, then it's punishment. He says, definitely we're ready to go out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent a king for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ تَوَلَّوْا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْهُمْ. When Allah ordained them to go out in jihad, I'm sending the king, here's the king, with this king, under his leadership, you will be successful. You will be victorious. Now it's going to be a walk in a park. Just follow him. When the king was sent, then, I don't think so, he's the correct leader. Is he the right person? Maybe Allah's command is not about him. But does Allah really ask us to go out in jihad? You think Allah, we lost so many children, must we go and fight? Tawallaw. They turn their backs. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ. So Imam Qurtubi rahimullah draws our attention under the tafsir of this verse. And he says, when there is degeneration in the ummah, in our spirituality, the bounties you enjoy from the side of Allah will be snatched away. Whatever bounty Allah is blessing, there is degeneration, that would be lost. Look at South Africa, alhamdulillah. How much we are enjoying as an ummah in South Africa. The freedom of being able to come to the masjid. So easy it is to come to the masjid and to perform salah. Yet so difficult in certain countries to go and perform salah. Ask those people who are in certain countries, whichever Muslim countries they may be. Do you long to come back, South Africa? Mawlana, if there is ever an opportunity, I'll run back to South Africa. I'm missing the maktab system of my children. There's no maktab system. The children were attending a maktab. The apa got caught. She was given a 10,000 riyal fine, or dirham fine, or whichever country it was. The fine was given to the apa, you're not allowed to teach. There is no permissibility. Where do we ask permission to open up a maktab? Today I can open up a maktab in my home, call the children and teach them. We can announce a Quran program for after Jummah Salah. Everyone is permitted to sit. No one's going to be, not allowed to sit for the program. You don't need to ask for permission. We're not going to ask you for your permit or your pass to come. We've got so many facilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the ummah. Grant us the tawfiq to understand that we are here for a mission. Understand we are here for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that's helping the cause of Allah, alhamdulillah, make dua for them. Whoever is helping the cause of Allah, in whichever way it may be, some may differ that what's the big hoo-ha of the ICJ? What's the big hoo-ha? Yes, our yaqeen is never in it. Our yaqeen is in Allah. Only Allah can do. We know that. But is this not a step in the right direction? Why not? If someone doesn't pay you your rental and you need to evict, what do you do? Who do you turn to? Who you ask help from? Don't you adopt means? So is this not means being adopted by people of our country? We belong to that country that we need to be proud of. To see, alhamdulillah, make dua, Allah give hidayah to every citizen of South Africa. If they can stand for us, and we're not standing for them. They standing. Allah give us tawfiq. Today we call a program, you want to have a program? You say, Mawlana, permissible. We're making dua for the ummah. Everyone wants to know, is that permissible? We're making dua for the ummah. No, we have to see whether we can make the dua first. So Allah grant us tawfiq that we are united for the upliftment of the deen of Allah. But when all these degeneration, forget about the ikhtilaf, the differences, we need to get extravagance out of our life. The facilities we are enjoying, subhanallah, when there is call for funds around the world, South Africans are ready to put their money. Alhamdulillah. Look at our madaris, our masajid, state of the art, alhamdulillah. Such beautiful facilities we are enjoying from the side of Allah. But if we look, then there is a lot of vice, there's evil that's creeping into us, which we have to really rid of our lives. If we look into history, then a lot was lost because of sin, and a lot was gained because of piety. So, إِبْعَثْ لَنَا مَلِكًا نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Please send this king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually, Nabi Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, there's the king. This king, his name is Talut. Fight under his flag, you'll be successful. Banu Israel said, that must we fight under Talut, this king? Who was Talut? They say he was a tanner. He was a person, simpleton. But Allah selected him to say he'll be the leader of Banu Israel in this battle, in this war. أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا. How can he be the leader? وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِّنَ الْمَالِ. This is translation of Quran. No inverted commas, no in brackets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what was the reservation? He doesn't have luxury of funds. He doesn't have the financial muscle. How can he be the leader? If he's not rich, how can we listen to his command? Allah has blessed us with wealth. I mean, you know, when we command and people do and act, I mean, when we say jump, they ask how high. So who's he? We're not going to jump to him. Get some rich person, some influential person. He must be the induna and the leader. So Nabi Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam said, no. Inna ayata mulkihi. If you really want to, you're looking for a sign that he is the leader, under his leadership you'll be successful. Inna ayata mulkihi. Ayatiyakumu tabutu fihi sakinatum min rabbikum. وَبَقِيَّةٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed under his leadership that the tabut will be returned to Banu Israel. It will be returned. How did Allah return the tabut? Miraculously. The angels were carrying the tabut and they brought it and placed it in front of Banu Israel. You see, O Banu Israel, this tabut, fight under his leadership, you'll be successful. This is the man, this is the person. But they still had an objection. No man, it can't be him. When Banu Israel asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they asked Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, ask Allah to send ma'idatam minas sama, a dastarkhan and a tablecloth from Jannah, we can eat and relish the food, the fruits and the foods of Jannah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, wait, hold on. If I'm going to ask Allah for the tablecloth and dastarkhan of food of Jannah, and you renegate and you turn your backs to the deen of Allah, then Allah's punishment is very imminent. It's going to come very quickly. The moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a sign, immediately comply. That sign comes, you immediately comply. So the dastarkhan came. قَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you ask for the sign, I'm giving you the sign. And then you disobey, my punishment is to come upon you. So the tabut came back. So they said, okay, tabut came back. This Talut, let's go and fight. 700,000 Banu Israel. Some say 70,000, some say 100,000. Let's take the narration of 70,000. 70,000 of Banu Israel followed Talut and they going out. So they said, but they still had reservations. How do we follow such a man and go and fight? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, I give you four answers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Number one, this is Allah's decision. Allah has chosen him. So you can't have any reservations regarding the choice of Allah. Allah has chosen him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ. Allah has increased him in knowledge and physique. In knowledge and physique. Here, Allama Alusi rahimullah says, when we look at the sequence of words, that this is going to be a battle and a war. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts ilm, knowledge, before physique. To say his muscular strength is secondary. Primary is his knowledge of the deen of Allah. That's number one. So what we require, alhamdulillah, we make dua for the success of the Muslim armies around the world, wherever they may be defending the deen of Islam, Allah make them successful. But the important lesson for every one of us, وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ, that we need to increase in our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the second. The third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَى. I am the supreme commander and controller of the entire world. This is my decision that he will be the leader. Wallahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's my choice, you have to accept it. I am fully knowledgeable of who requires and who deserves it, and who it should be going to. So Talut eventually called the armies. فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ 70,000. قَالْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرٍ. Allaman Qurtubi rahimullah here, he explains two valuable lessons for us in the present crisis. He says, number one, whenever you seek success and victory, Allah is going to test you. So the loss of life, people becoming shaheed, loss of land, this temporary loss of land, this is the test from Allah. To see what would be our reaction. Are we going to say, where's Allah? Na'udhu billah, Allah protect us. Or are we going to say that, alhamdulillah, those have become shaheed, very great daraja. And those that are left behind, Allah grant them sabr, Allah make it easy for them. And inshallah, in whichever way we can try and we can help and assist, we will help and assist inshallah. Valuable post, one person sent out. So he said that many parents have become shaheed. Therefore, many children have become orphans. He says, we as the Muslim Ummah should get ready to adopt the orphan children. So one person responded by saying, how about sending my children to those parents so my children can become like them? Not for us to adopt those children. Look at the resilience of those children. I mean, in Sherwood we know what's happening, that we lost water for how many days. Allah bless some people who haven't lost, but who for how many hours there's no water. Can you imagine for how many days no water and no electricity? And we know as residents of Sherwood, those that came from home, it is 10:30, 11 o'clock. But Munna, Friday, Jummah, I need to have ghusl and I need to come Friday, Jummah, sunnat. How must I take that ghusl? Imagine those people for over 80, 90 days. We only thinking about Jummah ghusl, daily ghusl. No water coming from the shower. How are they surviving? How about that resilience? What sabr, patience, taqwa Allah hasn't given them. Despite all odds, to still speak about the qudrat of Allah. And to speak about the greatness of Allah. That we are the defenders of Masjidul Aqsa. We will stand to defend Masjidul Aqsa. So, that's the first lesson he gives. فَلَمَّا فَصَلَ طَالُوتُ بِالْجُنُودِ. Allama Qurtubi rahimullah says, Allah will test. The test would come. Number two, he says, that Talut left with the people, 70,000, and he says, the test is, we're going to be passing a river. Whoever drinks from this, we are really thirsty. But if you drink of this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to destroy you. You will not be able to pass this river and fight the battle. At the end and the other side of the river, Talut is counting his army. Only 3,000 are with him. 67,000 of Banu Israel drank from the river. That's the first test that they failed. That they could not comply with one simple command. Allah is saying, don't drink. They thought to themselves, how can we not drink when we're going to fight a battle? So when we're going to exercise our logic in the deen of Allah, that's our destruction. Now, there's no reason for us to ask, Mulana, why do I need to be here for Fajr Salah if we're talking about the victory of the Muslims? What does Fajr Salah have to do with it? Well, our deen and our spirituality and our salah is our weapon against our enemies. They even know it, that if we're going to be strong on our deen of Allah, then as one person beautifully said very recently, he says that when we're talking about superpowers, he says, Wallahi Mawlana, those are not superpowers. They're not. So ask him, why they're not superpowers? Look at the arsenal, look at the weaponry. And the fighter jets, he says, Molana, they're not superpowers, we weaklings. Anyone is going to be strong in front of a weak person. We are weak as an ummah, they're not superpowers. We have become weak. So Nabi Shamwillah has got 3,000 people. When he crosses the army, the river, addresses the army and he says that we need to go and fight. Some narrations say 3,000, some say 313, even if it's 3,000. Nabi Shamwil alayhi salat wa salam says, we only 3,000 in number, we have to fight an enemy that is multifold, much more than us, over 100,000. How do we fight? So, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ. Those few that were left with him had such firm, deep-rooted iman and yaqeen, conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They told Nabi Shamwil alayhi, rather Talut alayhi salam, they told him, see, كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How often we hear this quotation. كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. How often weren't they a small band and group that overpowered and overwhelmed a big group? A small army will be victorious over this big army, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them victorious. Alhamdulillah, they were victorious. But what happened in that is that Jalut, who was on the enemy side, was very huge. No one would be able to come in duel with him. So he comes at the beginning of the war and he says, who is there to duel me? Is there anyone? One-on-one, let's go for combat. And in the army of Talut was Nabi Dawud alayhi salam. Nabi Dawud alayhi salam at that time was a youngster. So he comes forward and he says, I'm ready to duel. So Jalut is laughing at him. He says, this small boy can't even chase dogs properly, na'udhu billah. What is he coming to duel with me? Don't you have anyone else? Nabi Dawud said, I'm ready. Second time he laughed at him. Third time he laughed at him. On the third occasion, Nabi Dawud alayhi salatu was salam came with a small hand, a weapon in his hand, like a slingshot. He's holding a slingshot. He puts a small pebble in it. And he says, I'm ready to duel with you. He says, what are you going to do with one pebble? That wouldn't be able to drop me down. In the name of Allah, Bismillah, he shot it. And Jalut fell to the ground. Just one shot. So it's not the weaponry, it's not the arsenal of the enemy. It's the power of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that the Muslims and Banu Israel were victorious with the permission of Allah. With the permission of Allah, they were victorious. If we are looking for success, then it is with the help of Allah. If there is something that is required, then we have to change our lives. Then last point, Nabi, or rather Imam Qurtubi rahimullah speaks, he's from Qurtuba. Qurtuba, we're talking about Spain. So he was a great mufassir from Spain. And he himself is speaking. He says, when I look at the masajid of Qurtuba that have been turned into churches, then I look at the degeneration of the amal of us, the ummah of the Muslims. No other reason. He says, we have brought evil into ourselves. We haven't adopted the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he mentions one more important point for us. He says that the people were so soaked and splashing around in luxuries that they were unable to sacrifice for the deen of Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with so many luxuries, facilities, amenities in South Africa. Allah has blessed us. Our luxurious cars, palatial homes, you know, peaceful, with ease, aram. We've got so much to enjoy in South Africa. But sometimes when the test comes, ask ourselves, are we ready for the sacrifice? Simple things we ask our children. Let's, into our own lives, our children, are they ready to sacrifice? Example, let's say for example's sake, a person he drives a Porsche. One day decide to take your child with maybe the hired car, one old Toyota Corolla, and try taking him to school. Papa, take mommy's car. No, we'll take mommy's car, not take this car. My son, my friends must see me going in this car. No. I'm not going to go. Sometimes if they got a smartphone, very quickly they'll take it out and take a call. And then if they got an old phone, because the smart one is got for repairs, they'll put it on silent and vibrate and they won't take any calls. If there's any calls, move away, because my friends mustn't see what phone I got. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are the reasons of losing as a ummah. Allah give tawfiq, grant success to the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that the case is successful. We make dua that the Muslims are victorious. We make dua that Allah brings amal back into every one of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.